Live Creative Now, episode 97.
Welcome to Live Creative Now with Melissa Dinwiddie, a weekly podcast to inspire you to create your art and share your work, because that's how you will change the world.
Hello, hello, I am Melissa Dinwiddie, passion pluralite artist, happiness catalyst, and creativity instigator, and author of The Creative Sandbox Way, here to address all your questions about living a full-color creative life, whether you think of yourself as not artistic, not creative, which is a lie, or you think of yourself as an artist of any kind, writer, dancer, actor, painter, or anything in between, no matter how you define yourself, not artistic or artist, anything in between, no matter how you define yourself, feeding your creative hungers makes you feel more alive. It's how you change your life, and it's how you change the world. Well, after my wildly productive fourth quarter last year, 2016, in which I wrote, published, and launched a book, The Creative Sandbox Way, all in the span of 3 months. Crazy. I have been feeling woefully unproductive in comparison for the past, December, January, February, 3 months or so. I've kind of been feeling like an unanchored boat, just kind of bobbing around in the waves. I've been getting things done here and there, but with nothing like the drive and focus that I had last fall. I mean, let's face it. Nothing could compare to that. And if you add in the fact that the aftermath of the U.S. elections have really thrown me for a loop, as a lot of my time and energy have gone toward becoming a citizen activist, making phone calls and stuff like that, it's kind of like an earthquake has shaken my productivity foundations. That's kind of what it feels like. And, well, it's also very easy to get down on myself because I don't know about you, but my life does not conform to the tidy lines and boxes of a day planner. Now, that is not to say that I'm anti-planner. I am not. I have a day planner. I have a paper planner. I love paper and pencil. I do not like digital planning. I do use Google Calendar for scheduling purposes, but for planning purposes, I like working on a bigger kind of scale. And in case you're interested, the planner that I use right now, which is not perfect, but which does have some features I like, is called the Week Dominator. I have a link in the show notes to that. It's by a company called newyear.net, which is spelled Neuyear, like the German way of spelling new, N-E-U-Y-E-A-R. newyear.net. There's a link in the show notes. And I also have their wall calendar. It's a big calendar I can put on the wall so I can see everything, see my whole year visually. And I don't put either planner to optimal use at all, but they do help me. I do like to write down all the things I want to accomplish over the course of the week. And I do like to brainstorm on Sunday or Monday all the things I want to accomplish over the course of the week. I don't always get to each of those things, but I like to see them visually as a checklist on the side of the planner week, and the Week Dominator lets me do that. And I do like to assign those tasks across the days of the week to a certain extent. I'm not one of those people who can assign them exactly, you know, according to which day and which minute of each day I'm going to do them. That doesn't work for me. My life is way too fluid and way too improvisational for that. I can only plan out like today and maybe 1 or 2 days in advance with any accuracy at all. Not very accurately at that, because unexpected stuff comes up and I need to allow space for that. I just can't plan that far in advance. My brain doesn't work that way. So at the top of each day's column, the week dominator has a column for each day of the week. And at the top of each day's column, I will write a checklist. And I draw a little box in for each item. I will write a checklist of the items that I'd like to accomplish that day. But more often than not, the box next to half of those items, sometimes more, instead of having an X in it at the end of the day, I will draw an arrow in it, indicating that I am deferring it to the next day. That is normal for me. That's not distressing. That's just normal. That's how it goes. Anyway, I'm telling you all of this to share that I was feeling really badly about being so phenomenally unproductive lately. And I was sharing this with my mastermind group the other day, how frustrated I have been and that I felt like such a slacker. Honestly, I have been reading a lot, like not just at night to help me go to sleep, but during the day. I've been escaping into novels a lot. That does not help me feel productive. Part of it is escaping just the whole United States situation is so depressing to me that sometimes I just feel like I need to just escape for a bit. So there's that as well. And part of my feeling like a slacker also is because I think I've mentioned before that if you've heard of the StrengthsFinder 2.0 inventory, my number two strength is known as achiever. And people who are high in the achiever strength theme, if we don't feel like we have accomplished, you know, if I can't say that I can check off, I did this, and this today, then we feel really, really frustrated and bummed out. So that part of that's just my personality type, you know. Anyway, I did recently get a draft of a speech done for a couple of gigs that I have coming up next month. I'm giving one is a 90-minute version of a presentation, and then I'm also doing the same speech as a 55-minute speech. That's a pretty big deal. Very big deal. I also ran a successful free online creativity workshop a couple weeks ago. By the way, I'm doing another one again in March, and if you're interested, you can go to freecreativityworkshop.com, and you can sign up for that. It's on March 23rd, as a side note. freecreativityworkshop.com. I also have been working on a bonus lesson that I'm creating for Lifebook 2017, because I'm teaching this year. There's 20 some odd teachers who are teaching on Lifebook 2017. You can, I have a link to Lifebook. If you're not familiar with it, you can find the link in the show notes and you can read all about it there. So I've been working on that and I'm almost done with that. So I have been doing some things, but geez, compared to last fall, when did I mention I wrote, published, and launched a book in 3 months? Compared to that, I feel so unproductive. I feel like such a slacker, you know, reading novels in the middle of the day. So I'm sharing this with my mastermind group, and my mastermind group said, Melissa, excuse me, but that doesn't sound to us like you're slacking. And with their mirroring back to me, I was able to realize, oh my God, I have been putting myself in the comparison trap against myself. For goodness sake, writing, publishing, and launching a book in under 3 months is not normal productivity. And it is certainly not sustainable productivity. Now, maybe the way that I do things during normal periods when I'm not writing, publishing, and launching a book in 3 months, maybe I am not squeezing every last drop of productivity out of me. Maybe my productivity is not, you know, fully optimized. But hey, you know, it's gotten me this far. I have somehow managed to get by okay for 50 years. And maybe this low tide phase that I'm in right now, which feels like slacking right now, maybe this is a necessary part of the process. You know, just like the earth goes through seasons, it's not in perpetual spring, right? It goes through our harvest season or whatever. It has to go through winter and spring and summer and fall. It has to go through those seasons. Like, the plants can't constantly be producing. Fields have to lie fallow for a while in order to be able to produce later, right? Anyway, as Karen from my mastermind group said, maybe, you know, I've been feeling so guilty about taking time during the day to escape into novels because I've been feeling really depressed about what's going on in the world. And maybe all the novels I've been reading, maybe that's a necessary part of the process right now as well. And that was exactly the reframe that I needed. Instead of thinking of myself as, you know, this failure who can't get her act together. What's wrong with me? Why can't I get my act together? I was so together and with it in the fall when I was cranking out this book. What's wrong with me? Why can't I get my act together? What's going on? Instead of being in that place, I could see myself as someone who's just in a different season. It was like I was trying to rush myself through winter, which we are literally in the middle of right now. You can't rush winter. I did manage to write a book last year, so clearly I have figured a few things out. Maybe I can't write a book every quarter. Maybe that's not my pace. Maybe writing a book every year is not my pace. I don't know. But here are a few of the things that I have figured out that I'm hoping will be useful for you. One is, art takes time. And that, by art, I mean whatever you want to create. Yes, I cranked out a book in three months, but the reality is that book actually took me 5 years. And in fact, it took me my whole life. If you want to look at it from a different perspective, art takes time. We need to incubate. We need to allow ourselves to incubate. That is not a crime. That is not something that we should feel guilty about or like there's something wrong with us. It's part of the creative process, and we cannot rush the creative process. God knows we try to, we want to, I do, oh my God, but we cannot rush it. Our productivity as human creators is not like a conveyor belt with an on and off switch. It's more like fluctuating seasons. And seasons have variations from season to season, from year to year. I live in California, and this year is really, really wet. This winter, we are having a phenomenally wet winter, flooding, crazy, lots of rain. But this is following years of drought, variations from season to season, from year to year. Our productivity is a lot like that. We're not machines. We are not machines. We cannot expect ourselves to be machines. Much as the productivity experts might tell us otherwise, efficiency isn't everything. Efficiency isn't everything. So yes, planning is great. I actually really love planning. I'm a futurist. That's one of my other strengths finder strengths is called futurism, something like that. I love thinking about the future. I love planning in that regard. I have a really hard time putting my future planning, plotting it on a timeline. That's really challenging for me. But I love thinking ahead, thinking about the future, planning in that way. Planning is great to a point. Plotting things out to the microsecond, not necessarily so helpful. As always, my golden formula is the ultimate tool, which is why I call it the golden formula, because it really is the ultimate tool. And my golden formula is self-awareness plus self-compassion equals the key to everything good. Self-awareness plus self-compassion equals the key to everything good. So how does this apply here? The self-awareness is noticing, oh, wow, I am putting myself in the comparison trap against myself. Oh, look at that. Look at the expectations I'm holding for myself. Oh, look at what's working for me. Look at what's not working for me. Look at my feelings about this. All of that, that's self-awareness. Awareness of every single feeling and thought, expectation, experience. What are you saying to yourself? And how are you feeling about it? All of that. That's the self-awareness piece. Self-compassion is being able to step outside of the distress, to be in the present moment, mindfulness, and to remind yourself that you're human, just like everybody else. Not expect yourself to be superhuman. What you're experiencing is just part of the human condition. And treat yourself kindly. Forgive yourself. Self-forgiveness. Treat yourself with love. Oh, what a relief, right? Oh my God. Such a reframe. So here are some questions I want you to ask yourself. Are you stuck in the comparison trap against yourself? Are you in a place in your life, or have you been in a place in your life where you're performing differently from a time before? Where can you bring in some self-awareness? Where might your life benefit from a reframe? And where can you practice self-compassion and self-forgiveness? And remember, imperfectionism and self-compassion, are the exact same thing. Allowing yourself to be imperfect is the exact same thing as self-compassion. That's it. That's a wrap. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you're getting value out of this podcast, the best way to thank me is to tell your friends and hop on over to iTunes and leave a rating and review. If you need step-by-step instructions, just go to livecreativenow.com/iTunes-review. Those ratings and reviews are so important because they help other people find the show. And that's important because when other people find the show, it helps them live a more full-color, creative life. And that helps change the world. And you would totally make my day by leaving me a new review. Again, for step-by-step instructions, just go to livecreativenow.com/iTunes-review. That's it. Until next time, thanks again for joining me, and go get creating. Live creative now. Subscribe at livecreativenow.com.